Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held his first public campaign appearance in Connecticut on Friday. He spoke in downtown Hartford ahead of the state's primary next week. WNPR's Tucker Ives reports on what happened both inside and outside the Hartford rally.
More than 3 hours before Trump was scheduled to begin his 7 p.m. speech, the crowd started entering the Connecticut Convention Center. As their candidate took the stage, there was a sea of Trump signs and red Make America Great Again hats in the audience. And for those in attendance, the speech may have sounded familiar, but they were eating up every line, chanting Trump's name, booing at the mention of other presidential hopefuls, and happily hollering after the big applause lines. During the course of the speech, Trump spoke about familiar themes.
We're going to build the wall. We're going to build the wall. And Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
He took plenty of shots at his closest Republican rival.
Cruz, Lion Ted Cruz. You know who that is? Cruz.
And he took aim at the press.
So I built a great business, and I filed my papers, and the reporters, these are the most dishonest human beings you'll ever meet.
But few in the audience seemed to mind the old talking points, including Trump supporter Nicole Palmieri.
I thought it went great. I love the enthusiasm. I think the Republican, conservative, whatever you want to call it, party needs that right now.
A few minutes into his speech, Trump pulled out a piece of paper to focus on Connecticut.
There's been a cut. I mean, this is terrible. There's been a cut of 30% in Connecticut manufacturing jobs since only the year 2000.
But there was one point he didn't need any notes on.
We lost General Electric. How do you lose General Electric?
Over the course of Trump's speech, several protesters spoke out and were quickly ejected, but at least two stayed through the 30-minute-long speech. Holden Powell is a student at the University of Connecticut. He pulled out a yellow sign for local and national TV cameras after Trump was done.
It says, "And racism and homophobia and deportation and white supremacy and Trump."
Powell said the speech itself was what he expected, but he was surprised by what he said was an aggressive audience. Standing next to him was Rafat Madden, also a UConn student.
They called us thugs, right? And we're college kids, you know what I mean? And that's just, yeah.
Hartford's Deputy Police Chief Brian Foley estimated between 6,000 and 7,000 people made it through the convention center doors. As they left the venue and onto the street, Trump supporters were met by nearly 1,000 protesters who were behind a police barricade set up before the rally. There were numerous verbal confrontations between Trump supporters and protesters. Away from the police barricade, the smell of something burning lingered. And despite flaring tempers on both sides, Deputy Chief Foley said no arrests were made. The latest poll from the Emerson College Polling Society shows Trump at 50% in Connecticut in a three-way race. The state's primary is 1 week from tomorrow. Tucker Ives, WNPR News.